Right, good evening everyone. Welcome to the Council Tax Setting Committee. We're all here, so there's no apologies for absence. The minutes of the 14th of January were circulated. Can we agree those minutes?
Agreed.
Thank you, colleagues. There's not been any other notification of other business. Let me just run you through the formal announcements. In accordance with Council policy, this meeting is being audio recorded. Members of the public and the press may use their devices to film, photograph or do a sound recording of the meeting, but please let me know you are doing this so that I can inform all present. Please do not use flash and disable any sound notifications that I may emit from your device. Members are reminded that any declarations of interest in respect of any business set out in the agenda should be declared as either a disclosable pecuniary interest or a declarable interest, and are required to notify the chairman of the nature of any interest declared at the commencement of the relevant item on the agenda. Members declaring a disclosable pecuniary interest must withdraw from the meeting for the duration of the item. Members declaring a declarable interest wishing to exercise a councillor speaking right must declare this at the same time as the interest, move to the public area before speaking to the item, and then must leave the room before the debate and vote. Item 5, public participation, there is none, which takes us to item 6 on the agenda, which is council tax resolution 2020-2021, and that's Ian Cooper to prepare and present the report.
Thank you, Chair. So most of it is contained with the recommendations. A lot of these are as set out in the Act that requires them to be published, so particularly in relation to recommendation 2.2, the numbers aren't very understandable, and that's because they're as required by the Act, but we have included Appendix 1, which does try to explain why they're there for. The key bits really are then from that point onwards, so you'll be aware that this council has set its basic council tax level at £235.13, which is detailed in point G. That is within the referendum threshold as detailed in section 8, so there's no need for a public referendum on the North Harts element. The parish precepts are listed in that same bit. These are all band D's at the moment. And then in little letter H, that is where it's converted into the relevant council tax bands from A through to H using the standard multipliers. We have now, since we set our council tax, received notification from Hertfordshire County Council, so that's the reason for the addendum report, is to add in the county council precepts, and that is as detailed in 2.3, which includes both a standard and a social care element, and the combined is within the referendum thresholds and the referendum required there. And also at the bottom there is the police and crime commissioner. Again, that's a £10 increase and therefore just at the limit of what is allowed without referendum. And then that leads to, in total, 2.4, which is the total council tax by parish and by band, which is what the relevant households in that area will pay in their council tax, and that is essentially what you're asked to approve tonight.
Thanks, Ian. The paper is both obviously the one on the agenda and the addendum. It is open for discussion or any questions for.
Just a comment, obviously, I am a resident of Holwell, so I am going to be paying these lovely charges that are put in here tonight. I think I'm the only one that's actually come through the parish. Just to be noted.
Yep. Thanks for that, Claire. Any other questions to Ian from members? If not, we will need to do a recorded vote. So Amelia's going to just read out the names.
So the names are all in alphabetical order.
And we'll take the recommendations on block.
So Councillor Albert.
4.
Councillor Levitt?
4.
Councillor North?
4.
Councillor Steers Hanscom?
4.
And Councillor Strong?
4.
Thank you very much.
I'm not sure that's necessarily the right response. Councillor Stone. Okay, and there being no other business, we can close the meeting. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Thank you very much, colleague.
Thank you.